You ready?
Vancouver's favorite way to wake up. I love their personalities. Just what I like. I think it's super funny. Love it.
I'm just going to have to undo my pants.
And those will all address your ratings.
One of the most popular morning radio teams in the business.
Matt and Drew. Matt Hunter and Drew Savage.
You can get arrested for driving nude.
Can you really?
Yes, of course you can.
Oh, note to self.
Hello, Cher Shandling.
Matt and Drew.
Optimus Prime with Matt and Drew.
Producer James Cameron.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Drew. How you doing?
I'm Sam Smith.
You're listening to Nat and Drew.
Good morning, Vancouver. I'm Kylie Rae Jepsen, and you're listening to The Nat and Drew Show.
Here's Nat and Drew.
It is Nat, Aaron, and Joey on the Nat and Drew Show. Joey is back.
Yay! Woo! Joey!
Drew is off, and he will be back tomorrow.
Oh.
So it's just that, you know, it's summer, right? So everybody's a day here, yes, a day there, or whatever.
But when Dad's away, it's usually fun. Come on.
We'll see. We'll see how this morning will be then. There's a new poll that's out, and it was done in North America, and asking couples that have been in relationships for a long time, what is the top thing that couples argue about? And then there's an actual list of top 10, but the number one thing makes a lot of sense, but I'm not sure whether you guys will guess. So Aaron, what is the number one thing that couples argue about?
Money.
Number two.
So close. Mm-hmm.
But you failed.
Mm-hmm.
Joey.
The dishwasher.
Yes, you're known. Chores is number four.
Wow.
Number four.
Okay, is it sex?
Sex is number 10.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Number one above money.
Above
money. Sex
above
and the dishwasher.
Yes.
Not kids?
No. Relationships with family. I put that, kids, I guess, number five.
Okay. Does it have something to do with the pandemic and working at home?
No.
What the heck?
You'll never get it. I guess we'll never know. Let's move on.
Fun. I love this. Yes. Fun topic.
Can you imagine? All right. Traffic now.
We will never, ever know. Tone of voice or attitude.
Oh, yes.
Number one.
Love it.
And I read that. I'm like, oh my gosh, yes. Because it's the thing that, you know, you start having maybe, you know, you're going to have maybe a difficult conversation and you're already looking for something, aren't you? Like, you're just like, Brett and I had a conversation this weekend and I'm like, what is with your tone? In my head, it's my narrative. I'm like, what is with your tone? And I know the moment I say, what is with your tone? It's just going to take a different. And he might not even had a tone. I was just looking for a tone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that is, so tone is number one. Communication styles is number three. Amount of quality time spent together is number six. Life decisions, health or lifestyle decisions.
I love that that's life decisions, number eight.
Life decisions is number seven.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But what would it be for you? Would it be up there?
It's interesting, the tone thing, because so it was Greek Days yesterday. They closed down Broadway and it was like a Greek festival and tons of food. Mm-hmm. And Steve and I walked down and we did some day drinking. We got a little tipsy. And he gets like louder and sillier when he's had a few beers. And so he was like, everybody we ran into is just like strangers, just like, you know, talking away about, you know, the lamb souvlaki or whatever. And I was like, Steve, and I was just going to say something like really harsh and weird. And then I stopped. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, I'm going to check my tone because it's a Sunday afternoon. It's summer. I want to be nice.
Mm-hmm. So you're like, Steve, stop it.
Stop.
With a big smile on your face.
Please, stop. No more beer.
Yeah, Steve, you're embarrassing me.
Yeah, yeah. I can't be with you right now. You're a disgrace. But anyway,
okay.
I wish
I'd done that.
Happy Greek Days.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Move 103.5. Time to go back.
In time.
It's Nat and Drew's Retro News.
Taking a look at pop culture history for June 27th, 2008. This opened in theaters.
Wally.
Oh my gosh. Just one of the sweetest movies of all time. Didn't you know even before you went to see it that you were just going to sit in the theater and cry?
Yeah.
So, Wally, if for some reason you didn't see it, I felt like in 2008 everybody did, but if you didn't, Wally is the last robot on Earth. We humans have destroyed Earth. It's just a wasteland. We all live in spaceships now. Wally is short for Waste Allocation Load Lifter, Earth Class, and he's a garbage disposal robot. Like, he goes around and he collects all the garbage. Then after doing it for 700 years, he's developed a personality. And one day, a space probe robot comes to Earth to check it out, and Wally falls in love.
Yes, he does.
So good. If you haven't seen it, and today's going to be really hot, you want to be inside, I would say watch Wally. It was
good
so fantastic.
Call.
Yeah. And on this day in 1997, this movie opened in theaters.
I know him better than he knows himself. And now, after all this time, I finally figured out a way to trap him. I will become him.
Face Off! With John Travolta and Nicolas Cage, where John Travolta is an FBI agent trying to track down this mastermind criminal, Nicolas Cage, and he takes his face. And then I think at some part in the movie, Nicolas Cage's character takes John Travolta's face.
Oh, just swapping faces.
And you think, well, that sounds like a terrible, terrible movie. Here's the thing. Wally has 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. Face Off has 92%.
Does it really?
Yeah.
It sounds like it's one of those movies that when you talk about the concept, it sounds like a spoof movie.
Absolutely. I always thought it was, actually.
Yeah, like an SNL sketch.
Yes.
I remember at the time really loving it. I have no idea whether it holds up. But again, today's going to be really hot. Maybe you should watch two movies. You
can watch back to back,
Wally and Face Off, and then let us know which one is better. And then on this date in 1995, oh my gosh. So Hugh Grant was arrested for engaging in lewd conduct in a public place with a prostitute by the name of Divine Brown. It was this massive, massive scandal. How is Hugh Grant going to recover from this? Well, you know, he goes on to The Tonight Show with Jay Leno and just ends up being kind of cute.
What the hell were you thinking?
I don't say that to be glib, but I think among most people going, what?
Yeah, I think you know in life pretty much what's a good thing to do and what's a bad thing, and I did a bad thing, and there you have it.
Okay, yeah, I mean, that's...
And everyone went, yes!
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
You forgiven!
Yeah, you're so just, you know, humble and like sheepish about it, and it was a masterclass on how to just own your bad, bad thing, and then go... Now I'm, you know, everybody's going to forgive me. And guess what? We all did.
Yep.
And you kind of knew that it wasn't going to be a hard-hitting interview when they did a rim shot. Like, it was like, oh my God, what did you do? Like, yeah. So anyway, maybe three things to watch today. Wally, Face Off, and then go to YouTube and watch Hugh Grant's apology, because that's also very good entertainment.
Nat and Drew's Retro News. Weekdays at 620.
Move 103.5.
The Nat and Drew Show.
You know what we haven't heard about in a while is the Stanley Park Coyotes. You know, there haven't been any, there haven't been any attacks.
Right.
Everything's been really quiet.
Well, is that because they moved them all out?
No, they didn't move them all out. They ended up culling a few, but there's still coyotes that live in the park, which is good, as it should be.
Yes.
But there's been an update. I saw this. The CBC did a report where I guess there's a group of volunteers that walk around the park trying to encounter coyotes to see how the coyotes will behave if they come across humans.
Okay.
And out of about 70 patrols, they've only seen a coyote twice. And both times, the coyote ran away. The thing is, if you're a volunteer, what you're supposed to do is, and you see the coyote, is you make loud noises or you shake a can of coins at the coyote. It's like a hazing thing.
Right.
To get them to get the coyotes to make the association that humans are bad news and to run away. And they say that it's been working, and there really hasn't been like any problems with coyotes for, you know, a few months now. So, which is good news. You sort of wonder... Why was it so bad before?
I know. Like, was it just one or two that were just really aggressive and had lost fear of humans, and they were the ones that were all the problems?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, they ended up taking more than just two, right? Like, they culled, I think, 14.
Was it that many?
I think so. But yeah, it does make you kind of wonder. Mm-hmm. Or it's like a Far Side, and they're all like, you know, you better behave because you know what they did. Run.
Yeah.
You see those people.
Yeah.
Seriously. It's like either way, maybe it somehow worked. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's sending a message.
Mm-hmm. It's all like the coyotes are now passing down the story of, you know, that one, whatever, badass. Like, I'm thinking of a Western movie where you have sort of the, like, it's the anti-hero, whatever, because, you know, in a coyote world, they're just trying to, you know, get what's theirs, I suppose, or whatever.
And be kings of the park. I agree.
But I stopped using Stanley Park for quite a while. Like, I would go and I would walk the trails in Stanley Park, and I stopped. And so I have gone back. I went back probably for the first time a few months ago. And, you know, because when I was going, I was also going with my dogs.
I was wondering.
And so I was always worried about that.
Yes. Yeah.
But then again, I also live on the North Shore, and I feel like I go anywhere. You know, you go off the sidewalk and you're potentially encountering, you know, whatever. So it is really good news. And this is sort of the way. I know in Alberta, they had a program very similar where they were doing the whole hazing thing for and it works.
Yeah.
Until you get that one loon that decides that they want to feed the animals. Right. And so that which was probably the problem to begin with, is that there are people that, you know, think they're helping when they're not helping.
And that starts the whole cycle all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if somebody's going to give you a sandwich and you're a coyote, why wouldn't you want the sandwich instead of having to go like hunt a squirrel?
Right. You don't even have to be a coyote.
Like, if I would take a sandwich.
Give you a sandwich. Yeah. Come on. I'll take it.
Yes.
And word will spread. This is the person that gives up sandwiches. You're going to have free sandwiches.
So anyway, so good news if you want to use Stanley Park.
Yes.
The Nat and Drew Show.
Question for you this morning. When was the last time you littered? When was the last time you just threw some garbage on the ground, looked at it, and went, yep, that's where I want that garbage to be, and then just walk away? Because Vancouver beaches this weekend, the first really hot, like, beautiful weekend of the summer, were left a disaster by Sunday morning. Kitts Beach, I think Sunset Beach, and a couple of others as well, there was photos of just the beaches left, and they were just strewn with garbage early Sunday morning. It was apparently very, very unusual. This is not what we normally do. So it's weird. It wasn't even after a big event. In one photo, it's at Kitts Beach. Somebody just left a full-size grill.
Oh.
And so volunteers were out Sunday morning and they were out picking up stuff. But I can't, like, what is that? Because I know at some point in my life I have littered, but I'm an adult. It's been like a really long time. So I know, I'm sure when I was a teen and early 20s, maybe I was in I've been at bush parties and I'm sure I left garbage. It's a long time ago. And I just think that we just know better. And also the thing was, is there were garbage cans and recyclable, you know,
receptacles
everywhere. And it's just, it's so wild. Like what, why?
Drunk.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I was in a bush. But like in the bushes, there wasn't a garbage can. Here at the beach, there's garbage cans.
I know, but I think people just get drunky and they walk down the beach a little further and then they just forget that they had a grill.
that feels like something they definitely forgot.
No, that's, seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, it's not acceptable at all, but I think people are so pent up and have just been so excited for nice weather and back at the beach, and they lost all common sense.
Mm-hmm. And it was hot. I can't possibly bring this grill back.
So, ironically, yesterday I was out with a friend of mine and we were doing a really early morning walk with the dogs because it's so hot and you kind of have to get out early if you have dogs, or go really late just because of the weather. And we were walking, this was in North Van, and near Grand Boulevard, which is like, there's just huge green space. And somebody pulls up and they've got a big fancy truck, and they attach to the big fancy truck is a big fancy boat. And the passenger door opens and there's a garbage can that was right nearby. The person just threw like a cup and maybe a fast food bag onto the sidewalk. I didn't quite see it happen. I saw something come out and my friend Jenny just yelled, like, you have got to be kidding me. Pick that up.
Yay, my kind of girl.
And then the door opened and the person picked it up and then went and put it in the garbage. And nice. I think that person was
was pretty young. So maybe their parents also got them, you know, and said, like, what are you doing?
Right.
Yeah. But, I didn't realize that it happened.
Yeah, exactly. But it's just like, wow, like, what is, you know, what is
Remember when people used to throw cigarettes out the window?
Yeah.
Like all the time. Mm-hmm. That was literally just what happened.
I see it all the time still. All the time.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
All the time.
I don't see it all the time, but I still see it from because I don't think there's as many smokers, but I think there are some smokers that still do it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Like not to stereotype by any means, but when you live out in like Langley and on the border of Maple Ridge and just kind of the out in the burbs, you just see that quite a bit.
Longer drives.
Yeah.
More pent up frustration.
Exactly.
The same frustration for the person that couldn't bring back the grill. It's the same thing. I got a long commute. I have to release off steam somehow.
The Nat and Drew Show. On Move 103.5.
Okay, it's gonna be hot again today. And just because it's hot and maybe tempers are shorter, there's still no reason to litter. You know, there's just, like, there's so many garbage things. What do you call them? Cans?
Cans, receptacles.
Receptacles.
Yeah. You think it's just people that are like, I can't be bothered to sort. It's too much.
This is the Nat and Drew Show. Join the conversation anytime at 604-280-1035.
And an ancient giant cedar tree has been discovered in a remote part of North Vancouver. It's 19 feet in diameter and is at least 2,000 years old. It was discovered by tree hunters Ian Thomas and Colin Spratt. Spratt says it's been his goal to show people that Canada's largest trees are still alive and growing in and around Vancouver.
And to be clear, even though they call themselves tree hunters, It wasn't like, well, we found it, now we must slay it.
Yeah.
They've left it. It's in the area of Lynn Headwaters, but it's not really accessible. There's not really a danger of a lot of people going to see this tree because I think that they were searching for about 10 hours,
right,
sort of off the trail. And I'm like, 10 hours? I mean, as beautiful as it is, I'm really just going to look at the photo.
This is the Nat and Drew Show. Join the conversation anytime at 604-280-1035.
Step right up. Let us guess your age. Let us guess your weight and win a prize. A 4-pack of Playland passes. In fact, Tony is our player this morning. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
Tony, now, do you want us to guess your weight? Now, if we get it correctly within 5 pounds, you don't win, or your age within 2 years. What do you want us to guess?
What about my age?
But what about your age? Okay, let's see. Tony, we want to hear a little bit more of your voice. Mm-hmm. What did you do this weekend?
This weekend, what did I do? I went to visit my friend.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes, he's older than me.
Okay. Oh. okay, that's good. All right, okay. Yeah.
Did you play video games?
Yeah.
Or shuffleboard?
Which one?
Okay.
Well, we're Italian. Mm-hmm. Okay, I can tell you I'm retired.
No, Tony, no. Okay, you're giving away too much. All right. Yeah, so Tony's retired. No, but did Tony retire young?
He's Italian.
I'm retired. Well, you know, the age of here in Vancouver or in Canada, age to retire.
Don't give it. Tony. Okay, Tony, we are going to guess you are 39.
39?
Are we
no.
wrong? Okay. Tony, how old are you?
I'm 67.
Tony, congratulations. You win. Yeah.
39. I wish I was 39. 39.
Well, Tony, you can pretend you're 39 or even younger. You're going to Playland.
Like Jack. Who was Jack Benny? Yeah, 39 for the rest. Who knows?
Who knows? Well, Tony, we appreciate you listening. Have fun at Playland, okay?
Yeah.
You got a 4-pack of passes.
Like, take the grandkids to Playland.
Oh, well, see, now, had you told us she had grandkids, maybe we would have guessed older. All right, thank you, Tony. We will do it again same time to where we got another 4-pack of Playland passes to give away this time every single day this week.
This is the Nat and Drew Show. Move 103.5. You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Okay, here we go.
Now, Here's the scoop.
This is such a sweet story. So there is a Burger King employee by the name of Kevin Ford in the States, and he has worked every single day for 27 years without missing work. And to recognize that, the company gave him kind of like a goodie bag.
Oh.
But in the goodie bag, it wasn't like, here's a Rolex. Here, you know, it was, you know, here are some coupons. I guess the goodie bag was pretty terrible.
Oof.
So some other people started a GoFundMe for Kevin to, in the hopes to, you know, give him something more meaningful than this goodie bag full of coupons and stickers. David Spade happens to see this because it's on social media and it goes viral. And David Spade makes a donation of $5,000 to the GoFundMe. Kevin doesn't really know. It's his daughter who goes, I think David Spade, the real David Spade, just made a $5,000 donation. And then David Spade slid into Kevin's DMs just to say, hey, congratulations on working so long. And man, maybe by the time you hit 30 years, they'll give you something better.
That is the best. He is a purely wonderful person. I love him so much.
It's a really sweet story. It's like, it's a super sweet story. So is 5,000, my question, is 5,000, like, David Spade's not obligated to give anything, right? At all. $5,000 is significant. Is significant. Erin is looking at me. However, like, would you be if you
Don't
were like...
Don't you even say it. Don't you even say it. Because Joey and I are obsessed with David Spade. We love him,
yes,
right? Like,
yes.
Joey gave me David Spade's autobiography.
Mm.
And it was just amazing. And we love him. So... can you not just leave the story right where it is? What are you going to ask?
No, I was, it's just, it's hard because it's an amazing amount.
Right.
And I'm sure Kevin is very happy with
it.
But then I'm wondering whether Kevin's like, but hey, what's 10?
Oh my God.
Like, how much does he think David Spade is worth?
David Spade is worth millions of dollars.
Right,
he's done those good movies like Joe Dirt.
Yes. He's still getting residuals.
Yeah, he has so many Joe Dirt residuals.
I think
that if you know, if you do 5, why couldn't you do 10?
Wasn't The Wrong Jenny? Was that the most recent one?
Oh, the wasn't Jenny, but yes,
that was so funny. It was so funny. I can't remember the name. The Wrong Missy.
Yeah.
It was very funny. So he's done some since Joe Dirt.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what I think, Nat? I think if you got dough and you could give out small amounts like that,
mm-hmm.
just spontaneously,
mm-hmm.
that's the perfect amount.
Yes.
I really do, as opposed to like a big, huge thing and, you know, it's a big splash. But like, just if you could just be the guy who throws that toward people, like, I love that. I think it's the perfect amount.
Mm-hmm. No, that, I mean, I think it's a good point.
That does not.
No, I do.
$10,000.
I just sort of wondered. Like, he's also got Dickie Roberts' former child star money.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, like, wait. So I just sort of wondered whether it could have been more, but let's just leave it at the $5,000 is perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
The Scoop, weekdays at 7:20, 8:20, and 9:20.
Move 103.5. It's Nat and Drew's $1,000 Minute.
Brought to you by Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Monica is caller 25 and is going to play the $1,000 Minute. This is your very first time, Monica.
It is.
Have you played along on other days just to the radio as we're doing it?
Yes, I have.
And how do you normally do?
As long as you're not asking any sports-related questions, I'm okay.
That's my speed, too.
Well, good news. I'm looking through. Oh, no, we do have one.
Oh, darn.
Well, you know what? We'll see. Maybe this sport is in your wheelhouse when we get to it, okay? So 1 minute on the clock. We'll ask you 10 questions. You get all 10 right. That $1,000 is yours. If not, it is $10 for each correct answer you give us. If you don't know the answer to something, say pass. And if there's time, we'll come back to it. The moment you give us an answer, it counts. You can't take it back.
Perfect.
Okay, here we go, Monica. The $1,000 minute in 3, 2, 1. 36 years ago, David Bowie and...
Labyrinth.
1989 is an album from which pop singer?
Taylor Swift.
True or false, Khloe Kardashian is the oldest Kardashian daughter?
Oh, God. True.
How many colors are in a rainbow?
7.
Who played Spider-Man opposite Kirsten Dunst's Mary Jane?
Tobey Maguire.
How many players do you need on a team in volleyball?
5.
What company makes Alexa?
Google.
The Group of Seven was a famous Canadian group of what?
Artists.
It was Greek days. It was Greek days on Broadway yesterday. Which is not a Greek island? Corinth, Mykonos, or Hydra?
Hydra.
Finish the title of this best-selling book, Where the Crawdads Blank. All right. With lots of time. 8 seconds left.
Look at that. Look at you go.
Didn't even pass on one. You clearly were listening at the top of the hour when we gave the answer to question one. So the full question, 36 years ago, David Bowie and Jennifer Connelly frolicked with puppets in which fantasy movie? The answer, which you knew, is Labyrinth.
And then we got the next question right. So Khloe Kardashian, not the oldest Kardashian daughter. I think it's Kim, isn't it? I'm pretty sure Kim is the oldest.
No, Courtney is the oldest.
Oh, Courtney.
I don't know why I know that, but I do.
There you go. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And then you get the next two right. And then in volleyball, you actually need six, not five. Alexa is made by Amazon. And then the Google speakers, it's Google that makes Google, not Alexa. And then I do need some clarification on this one. So the group of seven famous groups, you said artists.
Yeah.
That's okay, right?
Yeah, artists is good.
So you got that one right. And then actually the island that is not a Greek island is Corinth, not Hydra. Corinth is a Greek city, not a Greek island. And then the last one, Nat didn't put the answer to the question on the printout.
That is my bad, but I thought everybody knew that the answer is Where the Crawdads Sing.
So that was right. That excellent. Was right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 right, and $60.
Thank
you very much, Monica. That's like lunch on us. Well, on you, really. It was your hard work, so thank you for playing.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
We need to get into this. Is it rude to bring this item with you when you're staying at somebody's house? I guess in Joey's case, because Joey just came back from vacation, you had to go out and buy this item, but you're concerned because people were telling you actually afterwards that you were rude.
Yeah, so I went to go stay at my Nana's house. She had my room all set up. I was ready to go. And then I slept the first night in the room, and the pillow was the most abysmal thing. Like, I think it was made of like horsehair, truly. Like, it was just
as they
awful.
Do in New Brunswick. Yeah. It's the famous New Brunswick horsehair pillow.
To be for sure.
Yeah. Like her house and all of her furniture is a million years old. And I guess nobody sleeps in that room anymore. So anyway, it was awful. And so I went out the next day, drove into the city, bought a pillow, and then came back and used it. And people thought that was really rude of me to go and buy a pillow and to just really say to my Nana, like, the facility that you have given me is not good enough at all.
So you didn't sneak the pillow in. You just went. Did you say, Nana, I'm going to town to get myself a pillow?
Yeah.
Or is that how did that unfold?
Yeah, like we had to go into Moncton because my hometown doesn't have much for shopping. Mm-hmm. So we had to go 45 minutes into Moncton. So we were doing like a shop. Mm-hmm. We were going to get a bunch of things, and just the pillow was one of them.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I had to get a pillow.
Oh, you know, here's the thing. I don't think it's rude because I'm such a terrible sleeper that I just feel like, and sleep is important. And if it's not even necessarily that the pillow is potentially bad. It's just not for you. Some people want firmer pillows. Some people want softer pillows. So I think you can kind of get around it by like, hey, great pillow, just not for me.
Yeah. But it wasn't. It was a bad pillow. Garbage.
So maybe the problem was not the fact that you went and bought a pillow, but that you told your Nana that it was a garbage.
And throw this in the garbage. You can keep the one I bought because no one's going to want to sleep on that.
You didn't really say that.
No, but I did. I was like, the pillow's not the best. And she's like, well, I don't remember last time I replaced them. And I'm like, that's really obvious.
Joey.
Because you are supposed to replace them. If you're using it all the time, you're supposed to replace them every year.
Right.
But that's a pillow that's being used.
Right.
Like, that's your own pillow. But if that's a guest room, then, you know, you can imagine that it's probably been years since the pillow has been replaced.
Yes. Years and years and years. And so I bought a new one. But yeah, a lot of my friends back home thought that was really rude. And kind of to your point, like, you should have at least tried to sneak it in and just not say anything.
Fair enough.
Somebody just sent us a message here. Joanna in New West. Not rude at all. I spent the night Squamish at a friend's on Saturday. Decided I'd try it without my own pillow. Big mistake. Always take your pillow. And I've gone on vacation and I'm like, oh, I should have brought a pillow.
Yes.
And there have been times we were like in Portugal, and it's different because we were staying in an Airbnb, but I went and I bought a pillow because I couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
So I think bringing a pillow next time or whatever, but I think it's just more the tone of of how you explain to your Nana that the pillow was garbage.
I think she just needed to hear it. It was time. You know, I really think it was time that we need a little reality check that if we're going to have people staying here in this room, this is not acceptable.
I've told my mom, and she might be listening right now. Hi, Mom. Their spare bedroom bed is too hard for me. Like, I can't sleep there because the bed is too hard. She knows that. I don't expect her to go out and get a different bed, but like, I'm like, I can't stay there because I won't be able to sleep. So, yeah, like, you know, so it's just sort of, she won't get a new bed. That's okay. But I won't stay there. That's okay. I'm like, that's sort of where we're at. Like, you know, but again, I just think the sleep thing is so important. And if you are somebody who has a hard time sleeping, I get it. But again, I didn't tell my mom it was a garbage bag.
Burn it and take it to the dumpster.
No, I just said, hey, this, you know, some people really love a hard mattress. I'm just not one of them.
This is the Nat and Drew Show. Join the conversation anytime at 604-280-1035.
And the internet is trying to track down a woman named Linda Skeens, who dominated a county fair's cooking contest in Virginia. She won everything. First, second, and third in a whole bunch of categories.
So here are some of the categories, because this is really crazy. She won best cake, best pie, best brownies, best jelly, best jam, best applesauce, best apple butter, best pumpkin butter, best sauerkraut, best spaghetti sauce, and her strawberry fudge won best overall baked good. Then she placed first, second, and third in three baking categories, best cookies, best bread, and best candy. And for good measure, she also swept all three embroidery categories as well.
Oh.
The thing is this county fair in Virginia, so this happened a few weeks ago, but the list has just gone viral, and everybody's trying to find a picture of Linda Skeens. They want to know what she looks like. They're they want her to be like some like 85-year-old grandma that's just a whiz. But there is no picture of her, and the county fair can't track one down either. So there's a huge mystery as to who is Linda Skeens. Like, is Linda Skeens one person? Is it, you know, is Linda Skeens even her name?
Right. I'm looking like, is it an anagram, or is that what it's called when they're different things? Mm-hmm. Like, what could Skeens be? Nesk?
So we're on it. Yeah. Just give us a moment.
We'll decode it.
Yeah, we're going to crack it wide open, but no, we're not.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show. Move 1035.
The BCSPCA is out with a reminder not to forget how hot it is going to be today again, even hotter than yesterday. It shouldn't need to be said, but it still does. Don't bring your dogs with you places when, you know, you have to leave them in the car. And in fact, if you have to walk your dog, it's already getting to the point now this morning that it's getting kind of too hot, depending on where you are. Like, it's got to be early morning or later in the early evening, because like the sidewalks get so hot. Yeah. It is just, and if you have one of those smushed face dogs, they don't need to walk today.
They'll be fine.
They'll be fine. You know what? Just like, you know, give them a Kong with something frozen in it, and they can just be chill.
Did your dogs just like pace all night and wake you up a thousand times last night?
No, our room wasn't too bad. I was able to keep our room relatively cool, so it wasn't too bad. But Ginger was up. Yeah,
God. It was a sauna in our house, as it always is, because we don't have air conditioning, and it's a bungalow, and it's like literally 1,000 degrees. And she was just up all night, just clicking her little toes on the hardwood. And I was like, oh no.
Yeah, it's so hard for them. I did notice that my dogs were a lot like quieter yesterday. We had done an early morning walk, and then we just sort of hung in the backyard with some frozen treats, and then we were like, they were much more chill. I have to be honest, I kind of really liked it because nobody was bugging me for a second walk. Yeah. It was a really super chill Sunday, which was excellent. But just keep it in mind, because it's so hot for them, and in a car it's just such a no-no. So just don't. But Erin, you did something really fun with Ginger over the weekend, your dog.
I did a photo shoot with Ginger Dunbar, and it was probably the best day of my life. I'm not kidding. It was so much fun. And you know, Nat, I want to thank you because you suggested it. And I have to say, it had never crossed my mind, which makes me feel like a kind of a not a great dog owner.
No, not at all.
No, but I've done like photo shoots with the girls and my family, right? Sure. But it just never really like a solo one for Ginger.
Okay, so I want to say most people don't do photo shoots.
Yeah,
with their, so
it's not like a normal.
Yeah, but
thing. I don't know.
I mean, it's becoming more popular, and I had done it with Angus because he's getting older, and I had mentioned it, you know, for Ginger as well.
Yes.
Yeah,
you need to have these photos of them that are really special. You know, there's always
is one of her sort of like part of her in a photo or sure. you know, her head's turned or whatever. But, you know, this was the real deal. But it was so funny because I completely lost it. And I was like a complete dance mom yesterday. So we washed her. We blew her dry, of course. Then I put a little gel on her forehead so that her eyes would really pop. And then I had to wash it out because it looked weird, right? Like she had like this gel back and the rest of her hair was sticking out. So I had to wash her out and I was like totally stressing out. And then I couldn't find the keys to drive to the shoot. And I was just losing my mind and just covered in sweat and just freaking out and being kind of like short with the girls and Steve, and they were like, "What is wrong with you?" And I'm like, "This is what it was like when I took you to dance recitals. Like, this really what it's like. Like, you just you get so excited, you get so invested in it, you want your kid to look beautiful." And that's how I felt. But we got there, and it was so great. So shout out to Katie at Fur Kids Pet Care because she made us just calm and happy and wonderful, and it was so much fun. I blew bubbles, Ginger got treats. It was just the it was the funnest day. It was like an experience to share with her that was the experience of a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
you know, now she's got a bit of attitude.
Does
now.
She? She's yeah. like, "Oh yeah, sorry, yeah. yes,
yeah." No. I'm definitely going places. And, you know,
y'all are holding me down, holding me back.
Yeah, it's funny because I didn't think of, and maybe because I don't have kids, but so I haven't done the dance recital thing, but with my dogs, when I did it, I, like, one of them in particular, her fur is always, like, a little bit ratty, like, she just always, like, because I'll brush her, and then she'll shake out, and it doesn't matter, it just looks like she's never been brushed, so she looks like she rolled out of a, I've got pictures of Finn as well, and Finn looks like she's rolled out of a ditch, and I think she has food stuff in her beard. And it's so reminiscent of like what my school photos were like when I was in elementary school. Because my mom would try to do these, you know, things where she'd put me in a pretty dress, but then she'd put pants on me because it'd be cold, be Ontario, it'd be cold, it'd be fall, and we'd get pictures done. And she's like, "You got to take your pants off for picture day." But I never did. So I've got a dress on and then pants that don't match and a food stain on my shirt. And so, I mean, but you know what? It's just about the memories, right? But I'm glad Ginger's photos were beautiful that you calmed down.
Thank you.
This is the Nat and Drew Show. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/NatandDrew. Now, here's the scoop.
So yesterday, Ben Affleck, fiance Jennifer Lopez, and Ben and Jennifer Garner's 10-year-old son Samuel Affleck were at a dealership or car rental place of super fancy cars, and I guess they were just looking, and there was a yellow Lamborghini Urus, which is worth about $200,000, and Ben was in the car and then got out of the car, and his 10-year-old son Samuel, I guess he said to him, "Hey, do you want to sit in the driver's seat?" Because how cool is that, right? Like, you're sitting in the driver's seat of a really cool car. So Samuel gets in the car and the car is running. And I guess when the adults weren't looking, Samuel just put it in reverse.
Wow.
And he just backed it into a BMW that was also very expensive behind him. Like, Samuel's fine. It wasn't really fast. It was just more of a bump. And what's funny is, of course, the paparazzi were there. I imagine it's really hard to do anything when you're J-Lo and Ben Affleck in Los Angeles. But Samuel then gets out of the car like a little man, and then goes and walks at the back and puts his hands on his hips. And
That'll buff right out.
And looking at the damage.
Yeah. No need to get insurance involved here.
This is fine. Sources say Ben looked really stressed and tired. J-Lo was smiling. It wasn't really a big deal. But can you imagine? Do you remember the first time that you were either your parents let you get into the driver's seat? Probably you weren't. You're on a country road, or you were in a parking lot, or something.
Yes.
Was it a Lamborghini, Aaron?
Oh no, it was like a 1975 Jeep,
mm-hmm.
right? Just an old beater of a Jeep, and my dad would let me drive it before I had my license,
mm-hmm.
which I know is awful, but it was so fun.
That was fairly common. Like that was fair. It was, you know what? Like, it was like in the middle of nowhere once in a while, and it was always a dad. And always with the dad's like, "This seems like a fine idea."
Yeah, take the wheel, kid.
Yeah. Joey, you?
Well, my parents were quite lazy, and so it was winter, and they wanted to start the car, and so they said, "Hey, just go out and start the car. Make sure you put it in neutral." It was a stick shift. They said, "Put it in neutral, and then start it and get it running." So I was like, "No problem, got it." But I didn't really understand the difference between automatic and standard because I was really pretty young.
Like, when you say like your parents would get you to be the car warmer, like how old?
Like, I was probably 8, maybe 9. Like, 'cause, I remember the house we lived in, and we moved out of there when I was 11. So it's somewhere in there. And so I got in and was like, okay, so neutral. So we had two cars. One was a standard, one was not. And I was like, in mom's car, the neutral's towards the back. And so I put it in, I just grabbed the stick shift and rammed it into reverse and then backed into the garage.
And did you get out of the driver's seat like a little man, put your hands on your hips and survey the damage?
This did not go how I thought it would. Let's see, that'll buff right out.
Now, were your parents as nonplussed as Ben Affleck and J-Lo, or were they a little more upset?
If I'm remembering correctly, they were quite upset. Yeah. And I was like, this is your fault. I didn't think at the time. I was like, oh no. But now I look back, I'm like, what are you doing? This was your fault.
So yeah, I guess at the end of the day, you know, went for Ben Affleck. Yes. Like, it really was his fault. He let his kid get in the car. It's on him.
Yeah.
The Scoop. Weekdays at 720, 820, and 920.
Move 1035.
This is the Nat and Drew Show. Text your comments anytime to 103535. Standard messaging rates apply.
Random question of the day. Random question of the day. Silly little question. A funny little question. A wacky little question. Question of the day.
What's the last weird thing you Googled? Because that's what Google is for, right? It's you go on there and you ask Google the weird things. What's the last weird thing you Googled? You can text us 103535, weigh in on social media, or call 280-1035. Joey, the last weird thing you Googled.
Used RV mirrors.
Okay.
I was just home visiting my Nana for 2 weeks, and we took her RV out for a drive to kind of get it ready for the season, and the mirror fell off on the highway.
Ah, okay.
And so we had to look up used RV mirrors.
So it's niche. Yeah. So niche, like a little niche thing. Yeah. Aaron, last weird thing you Googled.
How to do a sexy dance for my husband. And let me just tell you something, it finishes itself. I'm not the only person that's Googled that.
So how to do a sexy and then
dance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then it also changes to lap dance. But yeah, so I'm off in marriage and I often start like, you know, how do I keep the spice alive? How do I do a dance? And then it'll be like, how do I know my marriage is still okay? Signs my marriage is in trouble. Signs I'm in a toxic marriage. How do I get out of a marriage? Our second marriage is more happy. How do I get a cheap divorce? So I kind of do the gamut a lot.
I got all in one go.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's funny. In a week, my history is insane.
Assistant producer Sammy, what is the last weird thing you Googled?
What is the best direction to sleep in according to feng shui?
Yes, Sammy.
Oh, yeah. And what is the answer?
I totally forget now, actually. So that really stuck in my brain.
South, yeah. Due south?
North or south. Kind of your head needs to be north and your feet, I think, need to be south.
I think I'm east-west. This maybe explains a lot. I'm all, yeah.
If Change only, it.
If I can't. Because then I'm sleeping the other way in the bed.
laying across Brett.
Yeah, like, you create an L.
That's right, because there's no way I'm changing the bed. The bed only fits in one way in the room. So I'm sorry, feng shui, this is the way it's going to be. The last weird thing I Googled was, what is Vanilla Ice's net worth?
That's a good one. What was it?
That is good.
What do you think it is?
$3 million.
Okay.
Vanilla Ice?
Vanilla Ice.
Ice,
all right,
baby.
He had that one song, $1 million.
All right, Sammy?
Oh, I'm going to go a little higher because, yeah, he's had the HGTV shows and he's kind of made a little bit of a weird comeback, but I'd say maybe five. Maybe
$12 million.
What?
Wow.
I don't Good know. I mean, again, it's well documented that my sources are celebritynetworth.com. So I'm
generous.
So they might be always going, rounding up or whatever, but that's, I literally looked that up on Friday. It came up in conversation. I'm like, I do wonder how much he's worth. Siobhan sent us a message. She said she Googled knee cancer.
Oh.
She's like, turns out it's probably arthritis.
Oh, yeah, well, there's that.
She probably checked to just make sure, but yeah.
That sounds like us.
I definitely Google a lot of those things. Yeah. I'm a bit of a hypochondriac.
Candace Googled, is Chernobyl still radioactive? I've done that one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's less so, but there's still, like, because some of the wildlife around Chernobyl now is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there things have two heads, but
exactly. Yeah.
But those two heads are beautiful. So you can weigh in anytime. What is the last weird thing you Googled? You can text us at 103535. The random question of the day.
Songs from summer's past and the hottest songs this summer.
On air, online, on your phone, and on your smart speaker.
Move 103.5.
What's the last weird thing you Googled? I know you've Googled lots of weird things, and but, you know, maybe you've Googled already some weird stuff this morning. So so tell us, what is it? 103.5.35, or you can call 280-1035. We got a message here. You didn't leave your name, but it was a text that the last weird thing you Googled was how many people have died climbing Mount Everest.
Ooh,
dark. Yeah. Very dark. The answer is 200, by the way. I guess this person's kids were asking, so they they had to.
You know where they all are?
On the mountain.
Still,
the
there.
Still there. Yeah. That would be such a weird, like, you've trained, like people that climb Mount Everest, I mean, they train for whatever, like a lot to do
it.
And then wouldn't that be a bit of a deterrent, or like wouldn't kind of turn you off partway through?
Buzzkill.
You're like, I'm doing it. Oh,
I know.
That person was doing it too until they weren't.
I know. It's nervous laughter that we're laughing. Like, it's just messed up, right?
Well, I've never, like, that is just does not interest me at all. You could chopper me up.
Yeah, I want to be up there.
Yeah.
But I'm not climbing it.
Yeah,
that might also kill you, though.
Yeah, well, there is that. But it's like the gross grind. I want to be at the top of Grouse. I'm not doing the grind. I'll just take the gondola.
Have you ever faked it? Like taking the gondola up and then gone to stand by the trailer?
Wow. Wearing your workout gear and huffing and puffing.
Pour your water bottle over. Man, that was hard.
Yeah.
Jen sent us a message. She said the weird thing that she recently Googled is how many eggs does an ostrich lay? The answer is one every other day, but only in the summer.
Every other day?
Mm-hmm.
That surprises me because they are so big.
Yeah.
Well, ostriches are big too.
But that's a lot to like store up and produce. That's a big egg every other day.
Yeah, but if you think of like what the chicken is and then the chicken egg and the ostrich or the ostrich egg, it's not like a chicken is laying an ostrich egg.
And I guess chickens do it every day, right?
Chickens do it, like
year round.
But it boggles the mind.
Debbie from Surrey Googled, is it okay to feed a dog corn cobs? Because her daughter thought a dog would like to chew on it like a bone. Apparently, it is not good for them. So
good
don't
to know is right.
Shane just yesterday Googled, what happened to the Brady first spouses in the Brady Bunch?
Oh, they both died.
That long lingering question.
Yeah. Yes. No, they didn't. And this is actually interesting. If you Google, it actually starts to complete it for you. Mike's spouse, so Mike Brady, his spouse died. He was a widower.
Right.
But Carol Brady was a divorcee.
Oh.
And that was very scandalous back in the time.
I watched every single episode. They never mentioned that.
That she was a divorcee?
No.
No.
They didn't.
It was a thing.
Unsaid.
The backstory.
Well, where was the dad, like, on Christmas? How come the half of the Bradys never went
with
their
dad? Well, he was a deadbeat dad.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why Jan was the way she was.
I laugh, but I don't get it because I've never seen the show. Oh, Jan.
And then we'll I don't know if we'll go out on a high note or a low note here, but we got a message, and you didn't leave your name. You did say you're a nurse, but you Googled the Bristol stool chart. So it's stool, and it tells you the different types of stool because you wanted to get it shaped like you wanted to get a cake mold. Shaped like a stool.
That's funny.
That's good.
That is a high.
I love that. That's so funny.
And if you're wondering, because we're giving you so much useful information this morning, because I had never known of the Bristol stool chart, we Googled that to look it up.
Oh, yeah.
That's worth a read.
Oh, yeah.
Seven types.
We spent a lot of time on it.
We went through all seven.
Oh, and one more interesting fact. By the way, somebody sent us a message saying that chickens lay eggs every 20 hours.
Wow.
Chickens rule.
Chickens are like, stop making me lay eggs.
Catch the Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10. Move 103.5.